This podcast helps you to understand changes to the living conditions of Britain since 1900. Welcome to another episode of the Young Historians Show. Today we're going to look at how living conditions changed over the course of the 20th century. Let's start with housing. Now, young student, what was housing like in the 1900s?
There was still a lot of really poor housing at the start of the period. Lots of people still rented the back-to-back houses built in the 19th century. The first step in improving things was in 1909, when there was a ban on building any more back-to-back houses. And then there was the Housing Act in 1919.
What did that do?
It introduced new council houses. Councils had to build and rent decent houses for the poor. It made a real difference.
Why do you think the government did that?
Well, soldiers were coming back from fighting in the First World War. The Prime Minister, Lloyd George, had promised that the country would be fit for heroes to live in after the war. New houses were part of that. The Act also set standards for all new houses. Space, water, drainage, that sort of thing.
So, problem solved then?
No, the Act affected new houses, but plenty of people were still living in the old ones. Landlords were perfectly happy to make money renting awful housing to poor people, so the government stepped in.
What did they do?
The 1930 Housing Act allowed councils to force landlords to sell slum housing to the local authority, so the bad houses could be knocked down and decent ones built in their place. But there was a problem. The old houses were overcrowded, so they needed more space to replace the slums with proper houses. So, when people started to be able to use gas and electricity and didn't need to store coal, councils came up with a solution: blocks of flats.
And how did that help?
Well, it meant that more houses could be built on the same space. Mostly they were low-rises, three or four stories. And then bombing during the Second World War destroyed nearly 500,000 houses. By the 1960s, there were more efficient lifts, so councils started building high-rise blocks of flats.
And did those solve all the problems?
Well, they were better than the old slum houses, for sure. People liked the modern facilities, but it was harder to build a sense of community, and so many people became lonely and depressed.
And since then?
By 1979, 42% of the population lived in council housing of some sort, compared with just 1% in 1900. Then, Maggie Thatcher, the new Conservative Prime Minister, believed people would be less dependent on the state if they owned their own homes. So, in 1980, she passed a Housing Act that gave tenants the right to buy their council homes. Since then, about 1.5 million council homes have been sold to tenants, especially those in houses.
Well, that's not a bad thing, then.
Actually, this left councils with fewer houses for families in need of shelter. And government restrictions on council spending meant that they could not replace the houses that were sold. This has led to a rise in renting from private landlords. This can work very well, but reports in the last decade have revealed that over 50% of private rented housing failed to meet the government's required standards for healthy homes, as set out in 2000. There's a lot of stories in the news about rented places with damp, mould, cold, and generally unsafe conditions.
And that's the end of today's episode. Next time, we'll discuss food in Britain since 1900.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.